Good morning and welcome to the Q&A session on the first quarter results for Unipol Gruppo. The CEO, Mr. Cimbri, after a short introduction, will be available to answer your own questions. Now the floor to Mr. Cimbri.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here with our Managing Director, Mr. Laterza, and we are here to answer your questions. I'm pretty sure you have already seen the press release and the presentation, so it won't take any time. The floor to you for the questions.
The first question is by Gianluca Ferrari from Mediobanca.
Good morning, everybody. I have a question, first of all, about the interview to the Sole 24 Ore you released this morning. And in this interview, there is basically an indication that the agreement with Banca Popolare Milano won't be extended. So can you provide some information if you decide to use your put option? So what about the times in terms of 51% and So this is the first question. The second one concerns the stake that Unipol Sai, where you made important purchases recently up to 70%. So what is Unipol's appetite towards Unipol Sai? Is this going to increase? There is a maximum threshold, or do you have any indications? Last question, the data presented this morning, 25% on known motor vehicles. Well, this goes beyond performance of UniSalute. So I was wondering how basically you achieved such a positive result. Is it the result of new products or something else? And also the drop of Arca Vita in terms of premiums. So can you explain that? What is the reason? So minus 20-25% for bank insurance in the first quarter. Thank you.
Concerning the times, so deadlines for the put option with Banco. First of all, concerning the interview with Sole 24 Ore, so if you read the interview, you can find that, well, until today, there are no elements, as far as we are concerned, that make us think of renewing or renovating the agreement. However, the expiry date is the 31st December, extending to the 31st of June, but 30th of June, it hasn't been expired yet, so all options are there. But at present, we do not see elements for renovating this agreement. Having said this, in terms of deadlines, well, we stick to the original ones. The agreement will expire on the 31st of December this year. So if it is not renovated, it's going to expire on that date. In terms of our put option, well, the deadline is 30th of June. So after that deadline, well, any transaction is going to happen in the following year, so after the closure of agreement with Banca Assicurazioni. In terms of digits, values, well, we will discuss them with Banco. We will assess it since we do have very good relationships with them. So however, everything is going to happen in the following year. Now, concerning Unipol Sai, our strategy is quite basic. We do have cash in UGF,
So given the market scenario and rates, we thought that the best way to use our cash is investing in a good company. Since Unipozoi is a very good company in our opinion, we thought investing in it. The profitability of our investment, and so nothing changed in terms of holding in Unipozoi. So simply, we are maximizing our investments as UGF. As for the other two questions, I give the floor to Matteo. So there was a question about the no-motor vehicle business, plus 5%, which is a good quarter. Actually, during the last quarter, so during the second quarter of the year, we had a good result, and so that affected plus 2% in terms of increasing premiums, which are still very positive. Also following the launch of new products, one was launched at the end of last year, and we are getting very good results during the first semester of this year. And also the house product that was launched beginning of March. So for the non-motor vehicle sector, the trend is positive in line with the Italian scenario. Now, concerning Arca Vita, if you remember, well, during the last quarter, we had very good growth in terms of Class 1 products, so traditional products, and that was far beyond the market trend. So if you compare it with the same period of last year, well, of course, this is affected by policy of, let's say, limiting the products which we have in our group. So we cannot, of course, compare it with the same market trend because, well, unlike Arca Vita, so the trend was different. So for this quarter trend, I can say that it is normalized compared to last quarter. And I do expect that during the second semester, we can really compare data because starting from the second half of the year, Arca has closed the production of Class 1. So this is the situation. Thank you so much. Next question by Giuseppe Mapelli from Equita. Good morning, everybody. First of all, a question about the spin-off you're about to realize with UnipolSai Banca. I would like to know if this only concerns non-performing loans or also the other loans, the past due in particular, and unlikely to pay. Secondly, performance for the non-life. What is the effect of the disasters? Because I think that it was a high one. So in terms of combined ratio, can you provide us more details about that? And also, if you can provide more information about what is going on in this sector, in this business. And also, 2% effect linked to policy collection. So can you provide more information about this policy? So 2% effect. Thank you. So to answer your first question, we are working on NPL at the moment. Of course, we do focus on the bad loans in particular. So these are the ones that deserve our attention. However, in our project, of course, we do consider also the unlikely to pay, and we will consider whether to do something also on the unlikely to pay, because as I said this morning, we are working on a final definite solution when it comes to the non-performing loans of Unipol Banca. I can't say more because we are working on that at the moment. As soon as we are ready, we will inform you and illustrate our plan. Concerning concerning in particular claims, we can say that this is 0.5% point for the first quarter. In particular, this is mostly focused on, let's say, weather disasters and events. Well, we can say that the average premium starting from the beginning of the year continues to slightly decline, although in terms of percentage, this is lower compared to 2016, also due to what has been done in October in terms of prices. And well, the action taken actually led to, let's say, a decline in contracts, in particular new production. In this case, we do have higher premium rates if compared to what we have in our portfolio, and this means that there is a slight average premium reduction, so the one I have mentioned. You also mentioned the 2% policy. Well, that is the health policy of the group. So that was the collection through the health policy of the group. Thank you. Next question by Nicola. Good morning. Have three questions. Concerning the bank and the separation of non-performing loans, a very practical question for you. Any actions concerning the shares structure, or we can say everything will be done without changing the holding structure? And if this is going to change, what will be the impact? Second question concerns the TPL trend. So in terms of average premium, can you tell us more about average cost and what you expect in order to understand, you know, the situation in the short term when it comes to the combined ratio, you know, before using provisions? And the third question is about life. So did you launch any hybrid products, or do you keep products from class 1 and 3 separate? And if you have hybrid products, what can you tell about that? And that's a very last practical question about the report that will be published on May 20. Do you think that will be published in May, and anything to, you know, to share with us in order to avoid any misunderstanding before, you know, before it is published? Thank you. Well, you know, what we are thinking in terms of loans, well, won't change anything within our corporate structure. I think we will create something under control of UGF, but we won't change our
corporate structure. Concerning now the TPL trend, well, you asked for more information about frequencies and also the average price. Well, in terms of frequencies, well, we can say that the claims, in particular passive claims, the first quarter 2017 is 5.88%, a slight increase if compared to the same period 2016. However, this is in line with what we expected, and so no major concerns because the number of reported claims is quite stable if compared to the first quarter of 2016. Now, data concerning the average cost of the paid, well, it is kind of difficult to make, you know, to draw conclusions. However, the trend at the moment is on the rise when it comes to the paid, whereas the opposite can be said for the provision. So it, basically, we are in line with our goals. And however, there is a good trend in terms of, let's say, mix and accidents as well. You also asked about hybrid products for life. Well, we do sell mostly a product that is 70% invested in class one, but basically we have different types. However, 70% invested in class one management and 30% in unit policies. So every product has specific commissions that are in line with the market for the unit and the segregated account. We are at about 1% commissions. Whereas for the unit, this is 2.5%. Now, the Solvency Financial Condition Report, that will be published on May 19 and will be by UnipolSai only. Then after the board in June with UGF in particular, that will be held later on, and then the report for Unipol Gruppo will be published on July the 3rd. Thank you so much. Next question is by Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Good morning. Couple of questions about bank and investment. First of all, what can you tell us about deadlines for the creation of the bad bank? Well, you have already told us about that. Do you think that a solution for Unipol Banca will be found, you know, by 2018? Then, of course, we do have the expire for 2019. So what do you think for Unipol Banca? So, my question is, any solutions will be found earlier? And, well, we know that a merger with a larger bank will be one possible solution. Also, spin-off with Unipol Banca can be taken into consideration, or take this into consideration. Second question is about investments in banking. So you increase your stake up to 10% in BPR. And can you tell us more, because it looks like you're thinking about increasing your stake beyond 10%, so you're talking about the regulatory bodies, and what is the impact in terms of, you know, capital of the investments that you are making with banks, and is there any further room for investments in bank products? Thank you. Concerning the first question about 2018, whether 2018 will be the year during which we find a solution for the bank? Well, I don't know yet. I can't tell you. Well, also because it depends on so many conditions, and we cannot control all of them. So I don't know at the moment. What is important for us is doing what we are capable of doing, and we will do that by the end of 2017. Then, well, the bank, of course, has its own structure, financial statements. So, well, it's not a problem. I think it could be an opportunity for us, but could be an opportunity for establishing different partnerships and also participating in a larger bank group, but provided that there are opportunities for growth that justify sort of a direct investment, because otherwise it wouldn't make any sense for us. You know, doing this investment just for the sake of doing that. So as soon as we reach the, you know, the right conditions, then of course everything depends on opportunities, and that depends on the target as well. So we want to be present on the bank business. We analyze the financial statements, the level of non-performing loans about the banks, considering that, well, our goes beyond, you know, certain levels. So we will assess, you know, we can see the and opportunities. I don't know if that would or will happen in 2018 because, well, it mostly depends on our potential targets. So we pay the greatest attention. We will assess all these conditions, and if, you know, if it is the case, we might propose some deals. Otherwise, we will stay with the bank with the ordinary profitability, and that's it. Secondly, we are not actually talking with regulatory bodies to increase our stake or our holding in BPR. Well, basically, we only have this one. We do not have any other relevant stake in other banks. And also, concerning this holding in BPR, well, we have a 5% stable investment that supports our relationship bank assurance, whereas the remainder 5%, this is a financial investment. So, and this also answers your question about the impact of the equity. I cannot really calculate it because it does represent less than 0.03% of our investment. So the additional financial investment is 0.0015% of our investment. So you can understand that the impact on the equity is not relevant. So I cannot really define it. So we are not talking with regulatory bodies, so we didn't talk to them about this deal because we want increase our stake. Thank you. For the time being, there are no other questions. Okay, so I would like to thank all the participants. So we will meet early August for the presentation of the data of the first half of the year. Thank you so much.